Nameless, by Jesse Keane, read by Karen Cass. Ruby Dark was 18 the first time her dad's belt drew blood. It was a Sunday, and as usual, Ted Dark was maudlin and moody after a heavy Saturday night's boozing. Also as usual, he had been to church, clutching a tatty little bouquet of wild flowers to lay upon his wife's grave in the church cemetery. Since his wife's death, all Ted wanted to do was pray to God and drink himself into a stupor. It didn't seem to occur to him that the benefits of one might cancel out the other. Ruby's eldest brother Charlie had gone to church with him, as always. They were mates together, Dad and Charlie, although Charlie wasn't really much interested in any sort of gospel, except the gospel according to Charlie Dark. Dad and Charlie drank together and held more or less the same views, that God helped those who helped themselves, and that the powers that be had never done them any favours, so they lived by their own rules and to hell with anyone else's. Her other brother, Joe, was 23, and he was different to Ted and Charlie. Big, quiet, strong as a bull. He had none of Charlie's fire and aggression, none of Dad's bone-deep belligerence. Today, when Dad and Charlie came back from the church, it was obvious they'd stopped off at the pub on the way home. Their rolling gait and their loud-mouthed utterances made Ruby step very carefully around the place. She made the tea, keeping her head down. She wished they'd stop going to the bloody church. Even more, she wished they wouldn't visit Mum's grave afterwards. It seemed like something Ted Dark felt he was duty-bound to do, but it depressed him. Then he would stop at the Rag and Staff and get plastered, and come home and cuff Joe, big as he was, round the ear, and then lay into Ruby. Ruby, most of all. And of course she deserved it, didn't she? After all, it was through her birth that Ted Dark had lost his wife Alicia and his children their mother. He said so often enough, mostly while he rained blows down upon his daughter's cringing head. "Why did the good Lord inflict you on me?" he'd wheeze, hobbling on his bad foot. "God curse you!" Ruby had asked once if she could go and visit the grave too. Dad had reacted with fury. "You don't go near there, you bitch!" he'd yelled and slapped her. Because he was right, wasn't he? It was all her fault. If she hadn't been born, her mother wouldn't have been lost. She never asked again. "Little black cow," he spat at her. Then he'd get tearful and ramble on, addressing Ruby sometimes, and at others his dead wife.
"Why'd you do it, girl, eh? My lovely Alicia. You loved me once. I know you did."
Not even Joe, big, amiable Joe, dared intervene, and Charlie just sat there and sneered. Sometimes Ruby stood in front of the mould-spotted mirror in her bedroom and repeated her father's words back to herself. Little black cow.